Hello, Michelle Laurie here. It's no secret that Australia's property market is out of control these days, but I, for one, can't seem to stop following along. I've become a bit obsessed with it, to be honest. What's up, what's down, and who on earth is paying those prices for those houses? So I want to personally recommend a podcast for you. It's called Real Property. It'll keep you across the latest information on the Australian property market in a clear and easy-to-digest way. Real Property, building a community of more informed property buyers. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present and those emerging.
Remember that your feelings are completely natural, but they are just feelings, and there's something to you that is bigger than them and is beyond them. Find tiny gaps in that to notice that that is a flux. You don't have to change it. You don't have to try to fix it. Simply noticing it and allowing yourself to sit with it will deprive it of some of the power, because you won't be 100% identified with it. You will be a bystander and an observer.
That's Josh Zepps. It's actually spelled S-Z Epps, unless you're in America, where he spells it double Z Epps, because he feels they find it easier that way. What a kind man. Now he works at the ABC. He's a media personality. He's got eggs in every Australian media basket. He's worked on Australian Idol, The Science Channel, The Project, Weekend Breakfast on the ABC, and he's the voice of Ollie the Kookaburra, a 2000 Sydney Olympics mascot. Don't feel bad if you've forgotten Ollie, so have I. Josh Zepps now does a podcast called Uncomfortable Conversations, which he describes as an opportunity to get out, talk, and step on some zeitgeist landmines. That's one Z in zeitgeist. I'm Michelle Laurie, and this is Calm Your Farm, tips and tricks for taking care of you from the unlikeliest of gurus. Josh Zepps' wit, humour, and occasionally brutal string of conversation has always been a part of who he is, but now, as a husband, a father of twins, and with a new government gig, has any of that changed how Josh calms his farm?
I have twins who are currently 3.5, and when they were like 2 months to sort of 8 months old and my partner and I were completely sleep deprived, I don't think we were able to diagnose the fact that we were losing control, because we were so sleep deprived that we didn't have the tools to know how sleep deprived we were. It reminds me a little bit of depression, where the tool that you would normally use to recognize that something's wrong is the very tool that is compromised, which is your brain. There is no third perspective. There is no third eye sitting on your shoulder able to articulate to yourself just how bad things are. And I felt that was probably the case throughout 2020, where my partner, Sean is his name, and we sort of felt like all of a sudden we wanted to move house in the middle of the pandemic. And we didn't, because I talked him down from the ledge. But there were all kinds of ideas. He wanted to change his career completely, which he has subsequently successfully managed to do. But like in the middle of the pandemic, it just didn't seem like a prudent thing to be doing. So we were coming up with harebrained schemes. We were like the entrepreneurs in an old cartoon who were like, roll up, I got a great idea for you, kids. We're going to invent a new kind of hot dog and sell it on the street corner. Everyone's going to love it. We didn't realize how stupid we were being. Just wait. Like, that was my message to my husband. Like, the world is still going to be there after the shitstorm has passed. You're still going to, you know, when the hurricane, it's not, you don't do it in the middle of a hurricane. You're like, oh, that barn could really use some sprucing up. Yes, after the hurricane, spruce up the barn. Don't spruce it up right now in the eye of the storm. Just wait, chill out. It's like people who get divorced when they've got a little baby. I mean, I'm like, of course you wanted to get divorced when you had a little baby. You had a little baby. Everyone wants to get divorced when they've got a little baby. At least I did. Like, just calm down. Wait. Wait until it's 12 months old and then see if you still feel that way, because you might not. I think the way that you get through anything is you just wait. That's my secret to success in life. Who was it who said 90% of success is just showing up? I say 90% of success is just waiting. If you ride things out, they generally get better. Or they don't, in which case you just have to wait a bit longer, or maybe do a bit of work on yourself as well. But I don't think I have any tremendous insight about how I got through the pandemic. I took a long view. Like, I had a phone call from my brother who was living in London in the early days of the pandemic, and he was worried about his finances because he's self-employed, he has a young family, and he had all of their money in some shares, and he was like, they're collapsing. And I was like, if you need any of that money in the next 3 to 5 years, then let's talk about that. But if the rest is your retirement savings, don't even touch it. Everything passes. Life is surprisingly fast moving when you think about it. And, you know, in the middle of a pandemic is not the time to sell shares. It's not the time to move house. It's not the time to get a divorce. Just wait and, like, cling on. And I think I'm just good at clinging on. I've had periods in my life working in this industry with so many ups and downs where the secret to success is just enduring. I try to be heterodox in my thinking, and I've been sort of quasi-cancelled a few times, and that's incredibly not fun and amazingly stressful, and you know, it should never be underestimated, the psychological toll that it takes when thousands of people are calling you a horrendous monster online, and you don't know whether or not you're going to have a future because of it. That's especially corrosive if it happens to people who aren't in the public eye, who didn't choose that. And that ends up being the first thing that their Google page is going to, you know, show for all eternity. That's horrendous. But for me, that's not the source of my stress. I mean, the source of my stress is, will I be able to do the projects that are fulfilling creatively to me? Will I be able to be a good dad? Will I be able to be a good husband? Will my partner be okay? Will my kids be okay? Will my parents be okay? It's all those much more prosaic and mundane things than the firebrand, flame-throwing ne'er-do-well that I also am. And how do I stop myself from bringing those stresses home? I think I'm pretty good at toggling outwardly. I may not be good. I don't think I'm very good at toggling inwardly. I think I maintain a high level of, well, I know that I maintain a high level of stress because I went to the doctor and my cortisol levels are completely shot. So I have a background level of extreme stress, but I'm not an anxious person and I'm not a depressed person. I have a naturally upbeat and sunny disposition. Thank God. I just happen to be set to, like, on the slightly happier side of the dial. So although I'm constantly stressed, I am able, I think, to separate myself from my thoughts in a way that people who are very close to me who have anxiety can't. Like, I rarely get lost in a train of thought without being able to see the torrent, recognize that I'm in a whirlpool, and go, all right, now is not the time for that. Now is the time to play with the kids. And just let the whirlpool go on, and either it'll go away or it'll continue and I'll come back to it later. But I'm lucky that I don't have to get caught in it. What brings me joy? I mean, the cliched thing is to say my kids, but I won't say that because actually they're not the main source of joy. No offense, Stella and Cooper. They won't listen to this. They're three. To be honest, I love traveling, and I love traveling with or without them. Before I was a father or even a husband, I spent my 20s traveling a lot and living in New York City, and so finding increasingly bizarre ways to travel between New York and Australia, often using frequent flyer miles to travel up the front of the plane, which was great. And I don't think I've ever had as much pure distilled happiness as just being on a layover in Singapore and popping into Singapore and getting a bowl of steaming hot noodles and a beer and getting caught in a torrential downpour and not being able to find a cab to get back to the airport in time and just narrowly missing my flight, you know, I mean, almost missing my flight, but not, or finding myself stranded on a railway station in Berlin in the middle of the night in the snow in a blizzard. Just those little moments are totally precious to me. And it sounds like a very first world way to make yourself happy. But if you know what credit card sign up bonuses to sign up for to get the free frequent flyer miles, you don't need a lot of money, baby. And so that was just a great hobby. And even backpacking around India with no money at all, the experiences of traveling and seeing this incredible planet and all the different kinds of people and places on it have probably given me more spiritual fulfillment than anything else. And I can't wait till my kids are old enough to be able to join me on those adventures and actually appreciate them in a deeper way than simply going, "Daddy, emu," when they see an emu, which is also cute, but maybe not as spiritually fulfilling for me.
For more tips on taking care of you from the unlikeliest of gurus, including recipes for relaxing body products you can make at home, things to read and watch instead of scrolling through your phone, cheap, cheerful and calming gift ideas, go to calmyourfarm.com.au. We'd love to hear your ideas too.
This has been another Smart Fella production in conjunction with the Acast Creator Network.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.